Hi there, Lorenzo. Thanks for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions for you and also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your new business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good, good. Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. Now, Tara might have mentioned that we are looking for one company, someone who can handle at least a little bit more work. And I know that you are, looks like from the notes here, you're a student. And it's just you doing the work, right? Kind of a part-time thing.
Yeah, part-time for now. I mean, eventually I'd love to scale up, but
So this is going to be something that we can, at this point, get your phone ringing, right? And it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you're able to take on. But calls will come directly to you, so you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And we are talking about Google. So when you're ready to take it more full-time, or even if you end up hiring some help, you'll be able to get enough phone calls to take on that work. And it's still a flat rate. Even if you scale up the size of your business, you're still looking at a flat rate month to month. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. There's no third party involved. I mean, I'm sure that you use Google yourself, right? And you're probably pretty familiar, at least somewhat familiar, with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers, and especially for a young company, that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you and call you directly. Of course, they're just going on Google or even Bing, typing in power washing or pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, whatever they might type in, your business will pop up, and a website too. Now, Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for Lazoi's pressure washing?
No, I did wanna make one using Google Sites, actually.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you can, you know, kind of verify that you're an active business in the local area. You can have a Google Business profile website, and that's great. I mean, it's kind of like, in that case, a digital business card. You would have to tell people to look for you specifically for them to find it. They would, in that case, have to know the name of your company and be looking for you in particular. Our service, though, like I said, would be to get your company listed on the first page by creating the content that Google indexes. And first of all, we can do a website for you. In fact, you're new enough as a business to qualify for a website at no additional cost. You're less than 6 months in, so you qualify for that website. Our job is not just to list you on that first page. It's to make sure that people see the content necessary to give them an educated decision in wanting to call you. And certainly for pressure washing, before and after photos and that website, that's going to make sure that people are reaching out and calling you. So we would include the website, build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, and include it at no additional cost. And then, of course, to make sure that your website and your business pop up on the first page, it will be linked to a Facebook page, Yelp, Super Pages, Manta. I mean, we'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important to Google. That content talking about your services and your service area, kind of reiterating and making Google very aware time and again that you are in that area providing those services. That content that gets indexed when someone does a keyword search, that's what puts businesses ahead of their competitors and will have you on that first page. Now, as far as pricing goes, you're going to save $200 a month. It's our new business rate. It's really an assistance program for younger companies. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up later. It would be a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. It is 50% off the normal cost of the service. The website's included. Of course, the calls come to you, and whether you do 15 jobs a month, 20 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. It's not anything at all like a lead-based service. Tara did attach here, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, an Angie Leads Home Advisor. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I just started on that
today,
actually.
You did. Okay. So, I mean, not to say anything bad about another company, just kind of relaying experience that other business owners using that exact same service has told me. I mean, my concern for you, being that it is part-time, is that the leads that you get from Home Advisor are shared. I mean, it is not exclusive. You'll get the same lead that gets sent and sold to maybe 6 or 8 of your competitors. And if you don't call it right away, someone else might have already called it first. Even when you do call it right away, someone else might come up behind you with a lower price. A lot of the times you're dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and phone calls. That's why they're using that service. And they may be looking for the cheapest guy. They might even be looking for an estimate only and trying to budget for something down the road. You would still come out of pocket for that. The businesses that typically have success with a service like that are the ones that are a little bit bigger. They've got people to answer the phone and respond to those calls right away or those leads that you would get. But they can also absorb the cost up front of getting leads before the work comes in, because you'll pay for those leads right away whether you get that job or not. So that's just my concern, and just kind of sharing what others have told me, other things that other business owners have not really liked about that service, especially since you're a young company and, you know, not a lot of time to do work. And that's a lot of work to get work. You have to follow up with those people if they don't answer. You have to call Angie's and say, look, no one ever answered. You're charging me $40 for that lead. So it's a lot of effort to get work and not a lot of time often doing the work that gets you paid. So you don't have to stop using that service. Although my clients that have a lead-based service, even the ones that have experience and success, Lorenzo, even the ones that like their lead service, when we get their phone ringing, they're more than happy to scale back on those leads and keep them paused more often, or keep them paused all the time, or cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients find they can shut their lead service off altogether. So whether it's Home Advisor, Angie's, or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same way, where you're getting the same lead that they will be turned around and sold to your competitors. So, you know, if we can keep your phone ringing on a month-to-month basis, and you can run the two side-by-side, and our service is offered month-to-month, our job is to keep your phone ringing, your website would be included, and you'd be looking at $199 as an out-the-door cost. Now, that, to be honest with you, is probably less than what you'd be expected to pay. If you've got your leads on, $30 here, $40 there, when they're trying to send you as many leads as you'll pay for, you might pay $200 in a week, you know, with that service.
Right.
So if we can include the website, I mean, get your phone ringing on a month-to-month basis at that flat rate of $199, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and kind of prove it to you, right?
I'm just thinking that yesterday I did get a lead and the guy didn't want it, and they charged me $23 for it, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this... I see where it might become a problem eventually if I'm not getting it to work, but.
Yeah, and it is hit or miss. I mean, that's just the nature of it. I mean, when the lead goes out to you and 6 or 8 of your competitors, when they kind of brand their services as always free to use, get the free quote for the job you need, you get a lot of people that are, like I said, not even interested in hiring anybody. They just want an estimate. But a lot of the times they're expecting several bids and calls, and you can't really blame the homeowner. Sometimes they don't even know that business owners are paying good money for those leads, but it certainly doesn't help you out when you're paying for that lead and it doesn't turn into work. Now, there is also, and this is not fun, a lot of business owners complain about it, if there's a bit of a sliding scale, they will charge you more. Angie's will charge you more if it looks on paper to be a bigger job. It doesn't always end up being a bigger job in reality, and you're certainly not any more likely to get the bigger job than you are the smaller job, but you're definitely more likely to pay more for it. So instead of $23, it might be $38 or $45 for that lead, and you might end up with the same result where it doesn't turn into work for you. And like I was saying, and especially for a young company, those lead fees can add up pretty quickly before you get work, and sometimes it doesn't even ever happen that you get the job before it's too late, before you've spent too much money on it. But, you know, like I said, our job would be to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, and earn your business. Now, the one thing that I can do, and keep in mind, my company, we've got nothing at all to do with Angie, so I certainly, you know, I can't wear a black eye for what is maybe starting to happen and might continue to happen, nor could I accept any praise for any work that they did actually send you. We've got nothing at all to do with them. But there is a promo code in our system. Where's that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to apply, and it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And it's just designed to help us make this service more affordable. Normally, there's a $99 setup fee. But what I want to do here, you know, because you are, like I said, qualifying for this promo, I'm going to waive the setup fee entirely. Normally, I'll only take like $20, $30 off or maybe cut it in half. But, you know, you're a young company, and although I can't get that money back, I can do right by your business and make it more affordable for you to give us the opportunity to get that going. So I actually would want to waive the entire $99 setup fee. So I'm saving you that $99 setup fee, $200 off of the normal cost of the service. But you save that $200 every single month. Like I said, that $199 is a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for. You know, it's just that flat rate. It only bills once a month on the same day for that exact amount. So you definitely know when it's going to bill, and you know, you don't have to worry about it varying by how many leads you get or how much each lead costs. Now, like I said, the calls come to you, big jobs or small, it would only ever be that flat rate. The website's included, not only the initial construction of the website, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included at no additional cost. Of course, Lorenzo, that means we can use any photos that you have right now, and as we send you more jobs, you can take photos of those jobs too, or even videos. We can add that content to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Okay. Now, keep in mind, Lorenzo, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting from using the service. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there's a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And again, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads, and anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, Lorenzo, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, I just wanted to see if I were to do this, how quickly would it get started? And being that I just started with Angie Leads, I mean,
You definitely want to get work out of it, right? I mean, that's the whole point of it. So we get started right away. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we have to get it going quick, right, to earn your business. Now, it does only take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. Once your website is active, and like I said, within that first week, it's already up online, it will stay up no matter what. Even if we have to add more photos or update content, your website will always be there for people to see. In that same time frame, we start creating the almost 70 different destinations and directories. That's what's going to have you pop up on that first page, that Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, all of that content. We get started right away. In fact, even today, day, we would have one of our technicians, we call it a client interview, one of our technicians will give you a follow-up call to get all the information that we need to build out your website and create that content. So even by the end of the day, we'll be starting on your website already. We'll know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that. And if follow-up call looks like you do have a logo off of that business card, we can use that and put that on the website. So we get started right away.
Okay. By when would you need an answer?
As far as pricing goes, like I said, I'm applying as many discounts here as I can to make it affordable for you, and the pricing would still be available. It's just that the position may not be. Tara and actually Lulu are my mapping coordinators that are assigned to this particular listing. As a Google Premier partner, we are reaching out because there's a position available, but we can only fill it with one company. We cannot, really would not want to, put our clients in competition with each other. Again, it's not like Angie's where whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you are all still paying for that lead. With us, your success is our success, so we need to get your phone ringing. We need to send you the work. It doesn't make sense for us to basically compete against ourselves and have two of our clients in that same position. That being said, we need to keep calling through the area to find the one company to work with, and then once we find that company, we close out the category. I mean, what would be your thoughts or your concerns at this point? Is it, you know, how much work you can take on, or is the budget a concern?
Right now, it's just the budget being that I just spent. But it's just that I just spent $140 with them, and then the $23 lease. So it's
I hear you. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, if we can kind of stop the bleeding before you bleed out, I mean, they're going to keep on sending you those leads. And it might not be $23, it might be $33 or $40 the next time you get that lead. You know, and Tara might have mentioned it. I mean, Angie's or Home Advisor, whatever you want to call it now, it's only been about 7 months that it's been Angie Leads, the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. But before that, for the last 8 years or so, it was Home Advisor, and even before that, it was called Service Magic. I remember talking to business owners back in the day that were using Service Magic. So I do know that, you know, the lead fees can add up pretty quickly here for you. And of course, it's the return on investment that's always going to be the most important part of that equation. It's, you know, the work that you're getting from the advertising dollars that you're spending, you're already seeing the drawback to using that other service. And, you know, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go when we don't know who to call. And, I mean, it's kind of the old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, the playing field in this case is the first page of Google. Even though you're a young company, and I'm not saying you're the worst, you could be the best, but until we get you on that first page where people can see you, know that you're in the area providing the service that they need, until you're where people can find you easily and call you directly. I mean, once you're on that first page, though, you could be the guy that wins. You could beat out the bigger, more established business. We just have to create that content and that website and get you on that first page. Now that being said, I certainly understand, especially given light of the situation, being part-time and everything else, that the budget is still an important part of that ROI equation, the investment part of that. The only thing I've got in my system. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just one thing. One thing was just what's the price that we're looking at right now?
So normally it's $299. taking $100 off every month and then waiving your $99 setup fee. So it is exactly $199 out the door. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no setup fee at all. The website's going to be included as well. Now, sometimes we just do a website for a client and we sell it for $399. So I'm including that website for you as well. I've got to be honest, that $199, no setup fee, website included, the 70 directories, we are going to spend more on our end in time and resources, and in some cases, a direct cost that we incur to create specific directories than that $199. So we're not even breaking even here, whereas Home Advisor got that membership fee from you and already one lead fee and really not getting you anything out of it. I mean, your success is our success. We've got to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. We need to earn your business for a couple few months just for us to break even on our end. Like I said, there are no long-term contracts, but we know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So I'm more than happy to waive that setup fee and offer it to you at that reduced rate, that new business rate of $199.
Okay, Paul. You said the website can be done, like, well, I'll be having a client interview.
Yeah. As soon as we do the client interview, I mean, I've already got some information here about your services and things like that, but we are going to want to ask you a little bit more so we can get the information that we need to accurately brand your business. We can do that client interview today, and then we'll get started on that website right away. We'll ask that you email us photos, and then, like I said, we'll put those photos on your website. Once your website is active, like I said, we can still add photos and videos later on down the line. You can continue to email them to us, or one thing that you can also do through your tracking system, not only see your success, you can upload photos and request content changes right through your client dashboard.
Okay.
Okay.
To be honest with you guys, I really am leaning towards it because, I mean, I do see the benefit, and being that it's $199, I mean, I'm sure that's something I can do.
Great. I mean, you know, we all go to Google. You know, the old yellow pages. I know you're a young guy, but you maybe you've even seen a real actual yellow pages or heard stories about this yellow brick that would land on people's doorstep every November. You know, 20, 30 years ago, all we had was the yellow pages, and the smart businesses were AA this or AAA that. It put them at the beginning of the alphabet. We would flip alphabetically to the service that we need. We'd go, in this case, to power washing or pressure washing. We would start calling the A's, and the guy that answers the phone is available to do the job and has a fair price is the guy that we hire. It almost works the same way today, at least that part. The guy that we call and answers the phone, that's the guy that we hire, only nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. Nobody calls their dad to find out who they should call. Everyone Googles it. You know, not everyone uses Angie's or Home Advisor, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. Laptops, tablets, smartphones, PCs, even vehicles that have internet access, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, of course, on a smartphone. So when people need your services, as long as they're in your service area, they'll be able to see you as a top option and contact you directly. Now, it is Lozoya's Pressure Washing. That's how you want the business name to appear online, right?
Correct.
And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, the 575-618-7739, is that the number you want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
It would be, yes.
It would be. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes. Yeah,
you can.
It's an iPhone.
iPhone, yeah, perfect, me too. So yeah, like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls. But when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message and an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one need see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then Lorenzo will use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to send out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. A lot of the times, though, we might just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Lorenzo, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
It would be phone or text primarily.
Phone or text, yeah. Yeah, like I said, the emails are really just for, you know, the information we want you to have for your records, the longer pieces of information and things like that. But I've got phone and text as preferred. And then what, though, is that email address, either for you or for your business?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What is the email address that will be attached to the contact form on your website? And, of course, if it's a personal email, it would be hidden physically.
It would be personal, and
okay,
it would be it would be Lorenzo Lozoya, no no capital, no space, 1999@gmail.com.
So first name, last name, 1999@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lozoya, I wanted to ask you, too, about, well, I did see a physical address on the Angie Leads, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not any physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Oh, that's correct.
Perfect, yeah. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork. Since customers don't come to you, Google's not going to want to list that physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. But the Angie's has got 1161 Green Meadow Road. Is that your residence?
Yes, that
okay.
is.
Like I said, we will make sure that that address does not appear physically online, although we will use that area to pin verify that you're an active business. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will take a look at that client interview calendar. And like I said, this is for the exact amount of $199. That is a fixed rate and a flat rate, no taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that. So the other thing that I'm required to do here, as we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification, Lorenzo. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we're including the website for you, that we are waiving your setup fee, and that I am actually reducing the cost of the service to that fixed rate of just $199. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, yeah, I just had a few questions.
Sure, before. Sure, of course, sure.
Okay, so this was, I'm sorry, when Tara called at the beginning, she said she was with who, and who also, who are you with?
So it's Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner. We've been in business since 2004. We've been part of Google's partnership for 6 years. That's the beginning of the partnership program. You know, Google does have a nationwide chain that reaches out to businesses that do, or they've got a department that reaches out to businesses with the nationwide listings. But for small and medium-sized companies, for services like this, Google partnered up with SEO companies and digital marketing firms to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized companies. So as a Google Premier partner, that's the closest thing that you can get to working with Google directly.
Okay, Google Premier partner, and it was Local Splash, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I can send you right now. I can send you. It's a link to our pricing page. It's just through the drop-down box here. It's actually an SMS message, but it works the same way as a text. So let me just send that out to you here. It's localsplash.com/SEO packages. So it's going to have you be able to see a little bit more about our company and then also to see what we're offering here for you. So I just sent that out to you, again, like a text message. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up.
Yes, I opened it up.
Okay. So, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can also track and monitor your reviews right from the review tab of your tracking system, and you'll have reviews. You know, we're creating Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, of course, Google, and Bing, almost 70 different directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review. And wherever those reviews originally populate, they will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know, of course, you can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you. You can even kind of maintain and manage your online reputation right through your tracking system. We've been around since 2004. We're coming up pretty quick here on our 18-year anniversary, 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. If you scroll about halfway down where it says Google Ads Partner, you can see that colorful and recognizable Google G. That is not just copy and paste it off of the internet. You can click right on that, Lorenzo. It does go directly to google.com, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And of course, that's important. Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. So we'll always be in that conversation ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, if you scroll down just below that is where it says SEO packages. We are talking about the Pro package, although there are some other bells and whistles off of the other packages that I can include, things like the account dashboard, Amazon Alexa. The cost of the Platinum and Platinum Premier packages, that really goes up because it's including paid advertising, either Facebook ads for Platinum or Google pay-per-click ads in the Platinum Premier package. So if you were saying, you know, you regularly go beyond 50 miles, if you have multiple crews and are, you know, looking to take on as much work as you can, we might be talking about one of those beefier packages. But being it's just you, 15, 20 miles, part-time, the Pro package is ideal for you. But like I said, I can include some of those other bells and whistles. So instead of the $399, it is the $199. Like I said, I would waive the setup fee to get things going here for you. But it does still include the website.
Okay. Go ahead and give me 1 second. I'm just going to go ahead and click through this a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
All right, let me see. Okay, and this is Paul with Local Splash, correct?
Correct. Yeah, my name is Paul. I've been with the company for over 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. So, you know, I've got clients that have been with me from the very beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. One of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage, and they've got almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations You probably have seen them. Most of the time it's off of a freeway or major roadway, but not always. But they started with us in 2008 with just a handful of self-storage locations. So we've been earning their business 1 month at a time for 14 years. And, you know, I'm not saying that you'll have multiple locations or even hire more guys, but if all you do is scale back or stop paying for every lead and have us get your phone ringing at that flat rate, I know you're going to love the service. So, you know, that's why, like I said, I'd be happy to waive your setup fee just to get things going here.
Right. Well, all right. Well, so the price isn't really an issue, but at the same time, I also am starting out. So if I just need to consult with my parents real quick. My dad's a super like finance guy, and so he's,
gotcha.
He's just
so
a,
let me ask you this. I mean, you know, in talking with you, I kind of like your story. I mean, obviously you're still in school, but you want to get this going. It is part time right now because you just don't have the time to devote to it. But you are already looking down the road, hoping to take this full time. Obviously, you see the value to being a top option on Google and having a website that people can see. You know, quite honestly, you know, like I said, when this call disconnects, it sets the dial the next one. Tara gets back on the phone and tries to find another local business for us to use here. I actually wouldn't even want to talk to anybody else at this point. We've been on the phone for quite a little bit here, and I know you would do quite well. The other thing, too, and I don't want to say anything bad about it or beat a dead horse, but I've talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of business owners that have spent a lot of good money on the Angie leads or Home Advisor. And, you know, if I can kind of help you to not go too far down that rabbit hole, get something better for you, something more affordable, something easier to budget for, but also something less expensive. You know, if you're paying $23 or $35 a lead, it wouldn't take long for them to exceed $200. You know, and it really is, it's not the investment, like I said, it's the return on investment. But if I can make this a little bit more affordable without having to disconnect this call, without having, you know, to talk to somebody else about this listing, the only other thing that I've got in my system that is lower than a new business rate, it's in our system as a friends and family rate. And I'm not going to, you know, tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, right? But I'm going to be honest with them. I'm going to be very honest with them. I'm going to tell them that you're a young company, that you're going to school and getting this going at the same time. I'm going to tell them that you just started Angie's, but you're already seeing the drawback of paying for leads. If I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it would drop the rate down even from $199 to $149. Now, it's usually, you know, it's usually for friends and family of employees here, but I know that my supervisor has been making that exception, especially in these last couple of years with the pandemic. I know my supervisor has been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors, and I think if I'm honest enough with him, tell him I've got other listings I need to fill. I want to get this one off the table here. You know, if I can get the $149 approved, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going, get your website built in this first week, and really earn your business. Use your tracking and reporting system, right? Hold us accountable for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing. Again, I just wanted to consult, but I mean, if we can go cheaper than that $199, I mean, that's way more doable for me.
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to ask my supervisor and have him approve it, and then, you know, still have to have Tara get back on the line to make that phone call. But if you think you can do $149, let me send him a quick message. He's usually pretty quick to respond, and then he'll let me know if I can do that or not. And then while I'm waiting for him to respond back, let me get a little bit of a head start here for our client interview technician, assuming, and I hope, I think he might approve that $149. I've known him for a long time. Like I said, I've been with this company for over 9 years. I think most of the time if I make a request, they know why I'm asking for it and they honor it. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? I mean, I know it's part-time, but what hours do you actually do the work? Or when would you at least be able to take phone calls?
I'm able to take phone calls for sure, like 8 through, I mean,
like a regular business day. I mean, even later than 5 p.m. But
eight to eight. And is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, or 7 days a week?
For phone calls. Monday through Friday, and then. But I do have another job, so as far as being able to do the other job for this week, at least, would be like Monday through Wednesday.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, are you taking cash, check, and credit card? Just cash and check? Are you doing Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, any of that?
I am doing just cash right now.
Cash only. Okay. If that ever changes, let us know. I'll put down cash only here. And it's pretty much at this point strictly residential, right? You're not looking for commercial at this point. Yeah.
I have done Sonic's parking lot, but.
Oh, you did. You did, okay.
Yeah.
So for this, at this point, we'll kind of keep it residential as a focus. But like I said, if any of that ever changes, just let us know. Hang on one second. I just heard that chime, so let me see what my supervisor said. Let me pull that up. Okay. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one about to start Angie's, I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included. And it says, I'm looking forward to helping this young business grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate. That's kind of funny, and it's probably pretty true. I try not to go below a new business rate. Like I said, at that, it's already below our operating costs. We already have to earn your business. So, but I'm pretty glad that my supervisor is allowing me to do this. I mean, like I said, I don't want to talk to anybody else, even if the next guy is willing to pay more. I mean, you know, you're a young guy. It's just you right now. It looks like you can get help as needed. So as we get you the work, you can even scale up your business. But I think you're going to love it. You know, like I said, it would just be that flat rate, that $149. There's no setup fee, and the website's included. Okay. Now, I'm actually required.
Okay, so this product that the service that you're trying to sell is once somebody looks me up, I'll go ahead and pop up on Google, correct?
Correct. People type in keywords, your business pops up. Pressure washing, power washing, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, sidewalk, you know, siding. Do you do roof wash too, or soft wash?
I do soft washing on one-story roofs.
Soft washing on one-story roof. Okay, perfect. So we'll get more into details, but I'm already, like I said, giving my client interview technician a heads up with that. But yeah, so you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide and as long as it's in your service area. Of course, you'll get those phone calls. So I'm just kind of trying to multitask and put in the extra note here about the soft wash for the one-story roofs. So like I said, I'm required to read the voice verification before I can even ask for any form of payment. It is $149 and a month-to-month flat rate. That's all read into the voice verification. You can stop me if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Lorenzo, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and schedule your follow-up call. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Lozoya, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Lorenzo. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have Lozoya's pressure washing. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Lozoya, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lorenzo Lozoya Jr., and I am the founder of Lozoya's Pressure Washing.
Okay. And then, Lorenzo, as the founder of Lozoya's Pressure Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. and then Lorenzo for the billing information that you will be using for our services. Mr. Lozoya, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lorenzo, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Lorenzo. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splashers a certified marketing representative, Mr. Lozoya, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, the reason we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Lorenzo, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Lozoya, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lorenzo, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we will create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in costs that I was able to apply and with the additional one that my supervisor allows me to apply here, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 3rd of August, in the very discounted, officially friends and family rate of $149.00. Lorenzo, that $149 is in fact a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is in fact an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Lorenzo will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, Lorenzo. Of course, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Again, that $149 will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause the service as well. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Lorenzo, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Lorenzo, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lozoya, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and if you could please give me the number to your client support team.
Yes, yeah, I was just about to do that. That number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is, of course, Mountain Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will also receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here, okay? And then, Lorenzo, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Mine.
And is it Lorenzo Lozoya Jr., no junior, any middle initial?
It does have a junior.
Okay, but no middle initial. And then you said that was a Visa card. Lorenzo, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's going to be 4342.
Okay.
5750.
Yes, sir.
2032.
Okay.
4042.
And then the expiration month and year?
924.
09 of 2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
015.
015. So I've got 015015 on the back of the card in September or 09 of 2024 for the expiration. Lorenzo, was the card itself 4342, 5750, 2032, 4042?
Correct.
Does that bill at the home address, the 1161 Green Meadow Road, 88021?
Yes.
Okay. Now, like I said, in about a minute here, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. It does have the information that I gave you. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails are sent in bulk every minute or two, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you in at noon, if that does work for you. Otherwise, excuse me. Otherwise, there's a 2, a 3, and a 4 o'clock.
Put me down for the 2 o'clock, please.
Okay, so in this case, it will be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. The call itself would probably get to you just a few minutes after 2 o'clock. Get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. At 1 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled for 2. And I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and it's okay if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Lorenzo, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yes, the text message.
You did receive the text. So the text goes where we want it to go. The invoice email has the invoice at the bottom. At the top it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked and goes to where the text message goes. If you're looking at the text, it should say at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, with the services on the left-hand side beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We'll optimize the Bing local listing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories, the landing pages, your website, etc. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below that line, we need you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So Lorenzo Lozoya, comma, junior, no period after the junior, though. And once you've got your name as it appears there, go ahead and click the confirm signature. So it is case sensitive, obviously, and with correct spacing, but once you hit that confirm signature, it does a few things, actually. It lets us know, first of all, that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and then also to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not, so it gives us a head start even before your client interview. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, I also had a question. Was whenever this gets done, how quick does my name pop up on Google?
So, like I said, it's going to take about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website and for us to start creating that content. Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days for the Google paid ads, but that's really worst-case scenario. I mean, in my experience, it's usually 7 days or less. We are sending the Google PIN card out right now to verify that you are an active business in the local area, so be on the lookout for that. It's coming through the U.S. Postal Service and should get to you within the next few days. It's going to have, well, it looks like just a piece of paper kind of folded over with the tear-off edges, not much to it, but a 5-digit PIN inside and directions on how to verify your listing. We actually prefer that you just give us the 5-digit PIN, call us, text us, or email it over to us, and then we'll verify the listing for you. But, of course, we're not waiting for that PIN verification. We're getting started right away, even later today with that client interview. We'll get started right away to build out that website and create that content.
Okay. I'm on the username and password.
Okay. So the username, and well, first of all, you don't have to worry about doing it now, but the automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active, and it's also thinking you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in, username and password. We'll have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but once that does happen, you'll officially get by text and email the username and the default password so that you can access your tracking system. You can change that password once you log in if you like. A lot of people never do, but it's okay either way. I can, though, give you the username. That is your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Area code, though, is included, but just the numbers 575-618-7739. That will always be your username. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. And then we can forward out any information to the right department. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account, although when they do the client interview, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email address, so you can email the photos team directly. But like I said, you can include anything and everything and just send it to the support email. I did send the client interview request out to you. I sent that calendar invite, I should say. It's got your username, your name, and then, of course, it's got your phone number as well. But you're all set and all squared away on my end. It is going to be our client interview technician, someone from that department, giving you a call in the 2 o'clock hour. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited. I'm glad my supervisor allowed me to do that friends and family rate, make it a little bit more affordable for you. Like I said, we're just looking forward to getting this going and earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you. And do expect that phone call from our client interview technician. It is scheduled at 2, but it's a 1-hour window. It won't get to you right at 2. Likely our supervisor will be doing the research starting at 2 and then being prepared for the phone call just a few minutes after 2 when they give you that call. Okay?
All right.
All righty. Pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.